53. Bob. June 2166. Delta Eridani. The Deltans were attacked again before we pulled up camp, but not by gorilloids. I had become so obsessed with the gorilloid-Deltan struggle that I'd forgotten that this planet had a full-on ecosystem, as diverse and rich as anything Earth had ever produced. And that included more than one apex predator. In this case, the attackers were something that filled the same niche as a leopard or other jungle cat, except that this species hunted in small packs. They took down a hunter who had stepped a few paces too far from the group. The rest of the Deltans jumped to his aid and laid into the predators with spears. It was over in moments. Fortunately for the intended victim, I guess, the leopard analogs, I was not going to call them leopardoids, didn't kill their prey instantly. Like many big cats, their strategy was to get a death grip and suffocate the victim. The bad news was that the hunter was left with some pretty significant wounds. As they helped him back to the camp, one of the other hunters joked that he'd be entitled to one of the carcasses for being such good bait. "I really like these people," I said into the air. Marvin turned to glance at me. "Damn good thing, too. Otherwise you'd have to work up a fire and brimstone routine." Yeah. Brings up a point. I'm going to hang around and help them for a generation or so, but I'd better let myself fade into legend after that. I really can't afford to let them become dependent on me.
Right. And that's probably when I'll take off.
Marvin pulled up a star chart of the space around Delta Eridani. Places to go, species to meet. In the silence that followed, I reflected again on how little I looked forward to Marvin leaving. We'd diverged, since he was created, into two distinct people, but we got along, which wasn't a sure thing. I smiled to myself as I remembered one of Bill's transmissions detailing some of the fireworks of Riker and Homer's early days. Wish I'd been there for that. It sounded like a great show. With the arrival of the latest batch of busters, we were sufficiently up to strength to be able to risk resuming the march. I announced this to the Circle of Elders, but was careful to phrase it as information rather than as an order. I didn't want to fall into the trap of putting myself in charge of their fates, and I certainly didn't want the political fallout among the Bobs from creating that kind of situation. The Elders discussed things, then announced we'd be leaving the next morning. Departure went without a hitch. The Deltans had benefited from a week or so of rest. Most of the wounded were now mobile enough to keep up, and they had built up their supplies during the stop. I had doubled the overnight guard and had every single available buster in the air, ready for so much as a butterfly to twitch. Maybe the gorilloids felt the bad karma because they were nowhere to be seen. The going was slower than the first half of the migration. The land was a little rougher and the forest verged on being jungle. We were on the south side of the mountain range, and the climate reflected the slightly more tropical latitude. On the minus side between that and the enforced stopover, we would arrive well behind estimates. On the plus side, it really didn't look like the approaching winter would be much of a concern on this side of the mountain pass. I decided to be philosophical about it. As the Deltans walked, I floated along beside Archimedes. He had recently become quite attached to one of the females from his cohort, whom I had named Diana. She was obviously afraid of me, but didn't want to look bad in front of Archimedes. She stuck as close to him as she could, while trying to stay as far from my drone as possible. It was a little comical, but I didn't give in to my more immature urges. At the moment, we were discussing medical knowledge and procedures. The Deltans were in the potion and poultice stage, and while I had no doubt that some of their concoctions had some medicinal value, I was pretty sure that some root wasn't going to fix a broken leg.
"Yes, I understand, Bob. You've brought enough new ideas that have worked. I'm willing to take your word for it,"
Archimedes shrugged.
"But the medicine woman has been doing things her way all her life. I'm not going to go head to head with her."
"Okay, point taken. How about you introduce me to her, then?" Archimedes nodded, then turned to Diana, who was somehow managing to look even more alarmed.
"You don't have to come," she said.
"I want to,"
she answered.
"Maybe she'll kill him."
Wow. Maybe I'd line up a buster or two for the meeting.
We endured three more attacks before we arrived at the Flint site. None of them were as big as the first attack, and we only lost a couple of people overall. On the other hand, gorilloid losses were extensive, a fact that made me very happy.
We're going to hunt them out?
Marvin looked shocked. Hell yes! Take out gorilloids for miles around, I waved at the relief map. Thin them down to the point that the Deltans can handle them.
And what about when they repopulate? It'll just be the same thing all over again. You'd be better off to kill the ones that attack and leave the others alone. Eventually, you'll breed a type of gorilloid that doesn't like attacking Deltans.
I thought about that for a moment. You have a point.
Well, we'll see how bad it is when we get to the site. It may need some upfront thinning just so the Deltans have time to sit down and eat in peace.
I hear that.